Welcome, everybody. This is Mona and Noah Save the World, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. This is a bit of a special episode. We open with Call Me by Blondie, a fun, amazing sort of rock upbeat song, sort of a classic, I would say. And in time, you'll see that there's a reason for that. My co-host Mona is not in the studio today. She is rather occupied with her brother's a cappella recital. So, with that idea in mind, maybe she will call me at some point during the show so we can have our regular conversations, which leads me perfectly into the topic of today's discussion of one for now, as I sit alone in the studio. We are discussing conversations and communication. Looks like I'm getting a caller. I will turn the song up for a little bit, and I will see if I can get that caller on. Who could it possibly be? If I have set this up correctly, let's see. How you doing, Mona?
Hi, Noah.
Hello.
Hello. So close, but yet so far.
So true. Just like this song, which is Local Long Distance Relationship by St. Motel.
That is such a good song.
I agree.
I love that song.
I appreciate
okay,
the high
the
energy. What?
Yes, of course. How have the first few minutes of the show been without me?
A little lonely. It feels strange to just talk to myself. You're definitely missed in the studio.
Oh, thank you. I miss you and I miss all our listeners.
Yes.
I'm here with my friend, Genevieve.
Hello.
We are on our way to see the Lexington High School a cappella concert, which is exactly where I want to be tonight. But I'm so excited to support my brother. Shout out to Rod. He's going to be a little star. And we're so proud of him.
Beautiful. Yay. It's always great to support family when you can.
I think it's funny because last week our theme was family.
Mm-hmm.
And now here we are supporting family.
Yeah, you're making the moves. Living the life, walking the walk and talking the talk.
Exactly. That's exactly what's happening. It's weird to be calling in to your own show.
Yeah, certainly. And I feel like the vocal quality, of course, is a little different, I think.
Yeah. And also just like, it's different to be sitting next to someone and talking about things than just being connected by this like device.
Ah, yes. So, that's sort of a great thing to talk about, I think.
Yes,
I
agree.
I'm really not opposed at all to talking on the phone. I'm a fan. I wish people would call me over text me, actually. If we're trying
to
figure something out, call me. It's so much easier.
I think it's interesting because I feel like our generation was very much anti-calling and pro-texting, and it was that way for a long time. But now, it's like, it's still that way for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
Except that now it's really popular to FaceTime.
Yes.
So I feel like calling has been replaced by FaceTiming.
Oh, definitely. Here, I'm getting another caller. Why don't you keep talking about that a little bit?
Okay, I will. Is that possible? Okay, we'll see. Well, if you can hear me, I think personally, I don't know, I feel like calling is not the same as FaceTiming. And I think a lot of people think that FaceTiming is more personal than calling because, like, you can see the person's face. but I personally think that calling is more personal. I don't know why. I feel like when you're looking at someone's face on a screen, it's not the same as seeing them in person, but like it creates the illusion that it's the same. Whereas when you're on the phone with someone, like, you know, you're not there with them. Like, I don't know. It's just a different form of communication.
Mm-hmm. I am back. The call.
Oh, you're back.
Did not go. I don't know what happened. Sometimes it's a little wonky. If you are wishing to call into the show, you can, 855-915-9636. I will try to maybe not hang up on you if that's what happened last time. You were just saying that you think we're sort of deceiving ourselves when we FaceTime because, like, they're not really in the room, but we pretend that they are.
Mm-hmm.
See, I disagree. I think...
Oh, I love when we disagree. I love it.
I don't think somebody has to, like, sort of physically occupy a space to still, like, have a real impact on, like, you and to, like, have a meaningful conversation with them. I definitely prefer...
No, that's what I'm saying, though. That's what I'm saying. Is that... But I don't know if you heard me. What I was saying is that, like, with calling, it's, like... It's clear that you're not with the person and that it's just like a different way of communicating and like you're talking on the phone. Whereas with FaceTime, it's like this fake way of feeling like you're with the person, but like you're still not. But like, I don't know how to explain it. It's almost like an illusion. No? What do you think?
I think that FaceTiming... I mean, I know I like FaceTiming, and I think I prefer FaceTiming over calling. And I think if you can't be with somebody, then it's great to FaceTime. And I think,
why,
like...
Why do you prefer FaceTiming over calling? Because you can see the person?
Well, it's more... Yeah, I mean, and it's sort of more than just seeing them, because, I mean, communication is not just verbal. It's never just sort of like...
Okay.
Like, reading something, you can't, like, understand the full intent. But, like... When you have someone's face and you have how they're physically reacting to things, you can better, it enhances the ability of communication.
I think I just figured out what it is about, is that Vanessa, Maya, and Lucy? Sorry, no. Looks like that's huge. Oh, okay, never mind. Sorry. I just had a, we're at our old high school and I'm thinking I'm seeing people. I think I realize what it is that I don't like about FaceTime, and everyone's going to laugh at me, and by everyone I mean you and Genevieve, but I don't like seeing my own face because then I get distracted and I only look at my own face.
Oh, I'm a huge narcissist.
My facial expression.
I do the same thing.
Why am I making that face?
Yeah, I do this the same thing. I'm like,
you do.
I am not FaceTiming you, I'm FaceTiming myself.
Yeah, like that's how it feels.
Yeah, you can definitely get caught up in your own, like, oh, am I, like, reacting as appropriately as possible? And, like, just looking at yourself is always interesting because our sort of perceptions of ourselves don't always line up with, like, the way we actually look.
Okay. That's true. And also, like, it's like you only just see the little square of your little face.
Mm-hmm.
You don't see your full, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, but like, for me at least, I would say it's not the whole time that I'm like absorbed in myself. I do feel like for a good bit of time I am like looking and connecting with the other person. Or even if I'm not, like sometimes something I like to, that I enjoy doing is like FaceTiming my boyfriend and I might be like working on homework, but then just like looking up. And, like, we might just very casually be talking. And I look up and I, like, can see him there. To me, that's just very nice to do. And, like, it's sort of comforting in a way, I would say.
I think it does speak to, like, what we're used to. Because, yeah, like, I have one friend who I will FaceTime. And, like, I would never call her. I'd always FaceTime her. Like, it seems weird to me to call her. But I think my other friends who I call, like, one of my friends, we've been like having our little phone call since 7th grade, and it's like that was before FaceTiming was cool. That was when no one called or video chat or FaceTimed or anything. But like with her, like it'd be weird to FaceTime because it's like
interesting.
Calling is our thing.
Yeah.
So I think a big part of it is. Are you ready? Guess what a big part of it is?
Tradition.
Tradition. Yeah.
Yes. Look, we. we don't know each other, Mona, like, head to toe, but I feel like our wavelengths are sort of combining a little bit, I would say.
Oh, they are. I definitely feel like, especially, like, if you, you know, I feel like our first few shows were kind of, like, they each had their theme, and, like, we talked about the theme, but now it's, like, I feel like we're able to, like, make connections and, like, look back and look forward and, like, synthesize, and we're killing it.
Definitely. Definitely.
We do. I feel like we do. Even when we're separated by this device, by this phone, we're still able to, like, have our connection.
Definitely. Do you, if you need to go at all, also just tell me. I can definitely accommodate. I'm not saying I do not love you here, but I also understand. Like, stay as long as you can. If you need to go, that is also totally
our
fine.
Our old a cappella group is scheduled to be on around 8, so
perfect.
Hopefully, if they're on early, we'll go early. But if not, we'll be able to.
That is great to hear.
I'm sure right now it's
is your brother in that old a cappella group? Is your brother in that
old? No, my brother's in another a cappella group.
I see.
So there are 9 a cappella groups at this high school.
Wow.
And guess what? Guess who else is performing tonight?
Who?
The top Beelzebub.
Wow.
Who would have thought?
At your high school.
Yeah, at my high school.
Well,
this is so interesting.
That is. It's a small world. Especially, it's a
it
small
a small, world.
A small state,
it's
maybe.
It is also a small state. You're giving it away. I'll fix Rod. I just said hello.
Well, I have a question, I guess. How do you feel about, like, several-way calling or FaceTiming? Like, having 5 people on a call at once?
Oh, I get confused. I feel like Genevieve and I are in a group chat, and sometimes the group chat will just randomly, everyone will video call each other, but I never, it's very hectic. It becomes too much.
Well, I think the one-on-one FaceTime is helpful just because, like, you can catch up with the person's life, but if there's more than 2 people, like, communicating with each other, it's too much.
Because then you can't properly talk to any one person. You're just like, oh.
Well, do you think there's, like, a magic number? Is it just 2 people? Or maybe, like, 4 people? You can still have pretty good...
Well, we're 3 people right now.
Yeah, there's 3 of us here. I feel like it's...
I think it also depends, like, what the context is. Like, I've been in, like, quote-unquote, like, work meetings where there's, like, 4 or 5 people, but it's one person talking at the other 4 people.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, asking them questions and stuff, so it's not like everyone has their own agenda. It's like the one person has to get their agenda across to the 4 people.
Interesting.
So I think it depends what everyone's goal is in the call.
I see. That's fair. Intention definitely plays a big purpose.
For sure.
Which is sort of a cool segue to something that I think I want to talk about, which is sort of like the future of work. Like,
I was just thinking about that.
Should we work from home if we can just video conference in and, like, don't need to commute to an office, which pollutes pretty heavily if we're driving all the time?
My mom works from home right now, which is interesting.
Tell us about it.
So she used to work, at an office, but since my family moved out to Rockport recently and her office is in Waltham, so it's a very long commute.
Mm-hmm.
So recently she's only been commuting 1 day a week, and she's been working from home, which there's pros and cons to it because, like, she can be with our cat and my dad, but, like, there's also many cons because she feels out of the loop at her job.
Interesting.
Because a lot of decisions get made without her.
Oh.
So, yeah.
I mean, I feel like, for me at least, it's, like, part of a job is, like, teamwork and interpersonal communication and working together. And even though we have video calls and those are helpful, I feel like they shouldn't be the status quo.
Okay.
Because you have to, like, you know, interpersonal skills are obviously more powerful when you're with the people you're working with. I guess, yeah. I don't know. What do you think?
I think, personally, I think it would if your job doesn't require a ton of interpersonal work, I think we should work from home. I think we should definitely adapt working conditions to modern technology. I mean, I think the 9-to-5 workday is like a pretty absurd thing.
It's absurd, but also, do you want to like sit at home all day? Isn't it kind of nice to go to a different environment? Like, if it's a good work environment, like my dad works in one of those fancy like Lab Central, it's called, and it's like modeled off of Google, and mm-hmm. there's all these little offices. It's colorful. There's a playroom. There's a nap room. Like, that's kind of cool.
You don't think there are playrooms and nap rooms more comfortable to you in your house?
But you're by yourself in your house.
But not if you have a family, or not if you have friends. Maybe if you live alone.
Maybe you're okay. Okay, so then what about school? Should we just do school from home? If your family is, you know, if you're like, my mom works from home, and she says she just goes like the whole day without seeing anyone, which she doesn't mind because she's an artiste and she has to work on her craft. But like, I would die if I was sitting at home by myself every day, just like. Well, writing, like, I need to be like interacting with people.
My sort of argument against that is the time that you save not having to commute, you can now use that time for yourself as social time or as free time. I would say
that's a fair point, except I guess it depends. I don't know. For me, like, I subscribe to the belief that I want to like enjoy my work too.
Oh, definitely. So I think all people should enjoy their work.
But I feel like I'd rather, I don't know, I mean, I don't know, maybe I'm just being naive, but I feel like I would enjoy it more if I were to, like, go to a work location and be around other people who are also working the same job. Like, I feel like I would feel isolated just sitting in my office, like, even if I gained an hour to then go out and do whatever I wanted.
Well, I think that brings the point of, like, are you an introvert or extrovert? Because, like, yeah. Like, do you enjoy the interaction with people, or do you, like, thrive more in a, like, secluded environment?
Like, some people I know, like, some writers, like, not my mom, but, like, there are, like, freelance offices where, like, you pay a small amount of money just to have that, like, work environment, because people don't like sitting at home and working by themselves. So, like, freelance writers and freelance whatever else, you know, freelance marketers and whatever, like, all go to this shared office space and, like, you're like, okay, there are other people in the world.
And I think, like, some people sort of need that, like, I'm going to a place to do work, sort of that, like, mental state of, like, I'm doing work, I'm in this space, like, because I think it is a fair point to say that, like, if you just work from home, you might be like, well, I'm hungry right now, I'm going to go, like, make myself the leftovers I had from last night, and then, like, you can, like, get yourself out of the work mindset, kind of.
Yeah.
So I think that's a potential detriment.
That's a potential detriment?
Or like downside, because I mean you lose that like mental state of working and you can like break focus.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, yeah. Interesting.
I don't know.
Okay. We were also talking earlier about holograms.
Yes, I like this idea. I think it's cool.
I don't know. I just, maybe I'd like it, but...
Well, to clarify the idea, I guess, before we dive into conversation. So, I guess the progression is from, like, a sort of one-dimensional call to the sort of two-dimensional FaceTime, and maybe in the future we'll have three-dimensional, maybe sort of, like, Star Wars-esque holographic communications where you could occupy a space, or even, I think, more realistically in our time, virtual reality, two people go into virtual reality and occupy
what?
A shared... That exists. There are virtual reality chat rooms.
That's so unnecessary, in my opinion.
Well, I disagree. I think it's awesome, and I think it could enhance communication.
But I feel like, again, it's like a false... equivalent. It's like that's not the same as being in a room with someone, but I feel like people might kind of think it is and be like, oh well, like, you know, I was in the chat room with them, that's the same, but it's
why isn't it the same? Why do we have conversations, you know?
What do you mean it's not the same? Because you're not physically there with the person.
I don't think that's what makes something a conversation. I think like, I think you can have a very real and authentic experience with somebody in a virtual space, and it can have just as much, if not potentially more, meaning than like having it in reality.
You can, but that's the same argument people use with, like, again, I mean, I know we're talking about talking in person versus texting, but I mean, the argument with people saying, well, you know, I'd rather, like, families texting each other their problems instead of talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, well, you know, it's the same, like, even though it's clearly not.
True.
I don't know. I feel like, I mean, I don't know. We know they've done studies where just having a phone on the table decreases reported empathy in the conversation.
Interesting.
Like, isn't that scary? It's just about having, like, just if a phone is present on the table, the conversation is ranked as, like, less empathetic, like, there's less connection, less depth.
That is pretty...
That's my thought.
Kind of freaky. Okay, that's fair. I mean, but I guess if my idea is, if we can develop technology well enough so that two people can have the same conversation that they would in real space, in a virtual space, then I am all for that.
Yeah. I think as long as people are aware that, like, actually seeing humans is still important.
True. I mean, I don't think anybody... Well, I don't know. I think if you don't want to see other people, that's valid and fine.
Is it though? I mean, it's
yeah.
On some level. It's, yeah, but what if you're just saying that as an avoidance technique? Like, what if you're just saying, like, oh, well, you know, but, like, interacting with people is an important skill.
Well, I think interacting with people in a virtual space can still be in a valuable social... a time for social learning. I don't know.
Yeah. Okay, this is reminding me of another thing, which is long-distance relationships.
Oh,
because,
fun.
You know, a relationship is supposedly categorized by, like, being with the person physically. But
mm-hmm.
then, of course, there are long-distance relationships where you're not with the person physically.
Fun.
And I feel like in the past, it was obviously a lot more logistically difficult to be in a long-distance relationship because you literally could only, like, write letters to each other and then eventually, like, okay, you could call the person every once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's like you can FaceTime the person for hours every day.
I just sent my boyfriend a text who I'm in a long-distance relationship with, and we probably send over 100 texts a day and FaceTime or call, like, once or twice a week. Technology has definitely made... long-distance relationships more, less...
I thought you were going to say you FaceTime once or twice a day. I feel like a lot of couples who aren't even long-distance at all. Like, I remember at my high school, we just FaceTime every day, and I was like, didn't you just see each other? And
I do think,
like, well,
that is quite a bit, yeah. I mean, I don't judge those people, but...
Once my friend said that she came home from school with her boyfriend... hung out with her boyfriend. Her boyfriend left. She took a nap. She woke up from the nap, FaceTimed her boyfriend, and went to bed. That was her day.
Wow.
I was like, are you okay? Like, but yeah, if you think about it, I'm just curious, like, how many, because, you know, at Tufts, I feel like a lot of freshmen that we know are in mm-hmm. long-distance relationships, and not to burst everyone's bubble, but that number will probably decrease as we go along. Like,
probably.
People will break up. But I'm curious how many of those relationships wouldn't have even tried if it wasn't for things like texting.
Oh.
So, like, texting and FaceTime are the big ones.
Yeah. It's definitely interesting. I am going to quickly read off this PSA as we...
Oh my god, the PSA is Noah!
...approach the half-hour mark, if that's all right with you.
Hour. Oh my god. Every half hour, we have to read a PSA, and I think most people just don't do it, but...
This is a blood donation appeal. Your one blood donation can help save the lives of up to 3 people. Make a difference in the lives
wow.
of others. give blood through the American Red Cross to help hospital patients. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org today. And I personally especially urge you to do that. Is a gay man, I cannot donate blood. It's against the Red Cross rules. So,
which is crazy.
So please go out and do it for me. If you are healthy and able, give your blood, save a life. Do that sort of great single act. That is the PSA.
That was beautiful. That was actually much more important than the previous PSAs, which were donate to WMFO.
Well, so. Yes, now that the giving season has ended, it never ends. Always give to others, share compassion, send socks to homeless people. Apparently, I have learned that homeless people particularly are in use of socks because it rarely gets donated. Who knew? But, I mean, think about how I was camping out last night, two nights ago. I was camping out, and definitely my feet were the coldest thing. So, I guess PSA number two, spur of the moment, donate to help homeless people in these chilly, chilly times, and donate socks.
Very true. Very true. You haven't played any songs.
Well, this conversation has just been so great, but I definitely will play a song, because somebody actually, I was talking to somebody and they introduced me to a really cool song that I sort of jammed with. It was pretty chill. So, someone just honked outside. So we will go to that. Yes. So,
what's the song?
This song is called, let me just pull it up real quick. It is called Stereo Winter, and it is by the Primitive Radio Gods.
Ooh. Primitive Radio Gods?
Yes. Yes, indeed. So.
Amazing. Okay. I will be listening. I'll still be here after the song.
Wonderful. So.
Beautiful.
As I said, this is Stereo Winter. I hope everybody enjoys it.
Radio Summer. In the year of the satellites. Pulling you under. Drown in the neon lights.
And that was Stereo Winter by the Primitive Radio Gods. I think just a beautiful song.
That was awesome. I enjoyed that.
About stereo waves in the air, which is what we are doing now.
Ooh, so true. So topical.
Very, very. And it's sort of about modern communication, you know? But also about how, maybe to your point, it can make us feel lost because we can sort of communicate so much. Maybe we're over-communicating.
I agree. Very interesting. Yeah, okay, over-communicating. I feel like that's what texting is over-communicating because, again, especially I feel like in relationships, like, it used to be that you were forced to, because, you know, we all know that when you have a little crush, you want to talk to the person all the time, always thinking about them, obsessing, but it used to be that, like, there you kind of had to stop talking to them because, you know, you, like, lived your own lives. But now it's like you can literally text someone every second of every day.
True.
Like, my favorite thing is when people are like, you know, we're not dating. It's just that, you know, it's just, like, text each other all the time, all day, every day.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, and you're not dating? What are you doing with your life? Like, that seems kind of a lot. I don't know.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I mean, yeah. I think definitely things sort of as, maybe some would say as plain as, like, having a crush have changed so much in this world of constant communication. I don't know. I think in some ways it's definitely better, but I think in others it's worse. I think it's better because, I mean, you can get to know somebody faster, and instead of having this just sort of very idealized version of that person, you can, like, talk to them more and, like, get to know them.
I so disagree, because I feel like texting is not an accurate representation of the person. Or, I mean, it could be, but it could also not be. Like, people can choose kind of what they send and how they look on text much more than they can in real life. Like, I feel like texting is part of the reason that we don't have, like, accurate views of who we're talking to.
That's so difficult, if depending on how, like, true. I mean, it definitely does have very many aspects of truth to it, but based on the intensity of that truth, there's serious consequences, I would say. And it's just scary to me because, like, personally, I feel we should, like, I know it's tough to say, like, teach in schools how to, like, share your feelings better and, like, communicate with others, just because, like,
yeah, social emotional learning.
I'm so with you on that. Communication is only useful if people are, like, doing it in good faith and being themselves and being open and sharing and honest and not trying to manipulate in a way. And so I think we need definitely classes on it. And I think you go ahead.
No, keep going.
I just think that texting and technology should be enhancing our lives so much, and, like, we shouldn't have to worry that, like, we're not, like, intelligent enough or, like, educated enough to, like, use it properly, and it's actually a detriment.
That's a good point.
Because I think it...
But also, I know my mom was saying that, like, how we meet people now is also... And I mean, she was talking about it in the context of dating, but just in general, it's like, I feel like so much now of, like, pre-dating someone is, like, he texted me, I texted him, our friends texted. Like, I remember, oh my God, am I going to share this story, Jen? But let's say hypothetical people, Mona, hypothetical person named Mona Tavangar. I remember, you know, I, like, liked this boy, I didn't know if he liked me, blah, blah, blah. And we had a mutual friend, and one day she texted me, like, Mona! And she was like, should you go to bed? Should you do that? Do you want me to sit? Wait, hang on one second. Should I just hide in your car?
No, you're fine. I'm just
okay.
You good, Mona?
yes, we're good. We're just, again, navigating that Lexington High School life. Mm-hmm. Anyway, one day she texts me and she says, so, like, what's happening with you and Billy Bob Joe? Definitely a real name. And I'm like, what? And she's like, I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about. And she's like, I don't know. Like, I can just sense it. You and Billy Bob Joe, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, okay, like, fine. Maybe I like him. Like, I don't know if he feels the same way. And she says, you know what? Give me a second. Give me 5 minutes. I'm going to text him. I'm going to see what he thinks. I was like, no. Like, don't. She was like, no, don't worry. I'm going to be super casual. Like, he'll never know that we were talking. I'm like, okay, like, as long as he doesn't know that we have been talking. She's like, yes, he won't know. He won't know that we've been talking. So then she sends me these screenshots of like, oh, hey, Billy Bob Joe. Like, oh, hey, Susie. Most real name ever. You know, and she's like, so I'm just getting the sense, you know, you and Mona, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And I was like reading this and I was like, wow, she's so sneaky. Like, he has no idea. And, you know, she asks, like, what do you think? And he gives this response of, like, I like her, but I don't know if she likes me back, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, wow, this girl Susie is just a mastermind. But it turns out she was even more of a mastermind than I thought, because it turns out that he had texted her first about me, and that she had been talking to him when she texted me, and then she staged the screen talk with him.
What? So she texted him. That is scary.
She Facebook messaged him saying, okay, here's the plan. I'm going to text you X, Y, and Z. You respond X, Y, and Z. She thinks that you don't know, that I don't know, that we all don't know.
Interesting.
Wow.
That's absurd, and that's pretty crazy, and I apologize that happened to you, Mona, I guess.
I mean,
I guess it was good.
Well,
yeah.
You know how it is.
Yeah. I mean, in defense, I think before phones, people definitely just talked in person about all these shady plans, and like, there'd be rumors and gossip.
True.
So, I don't know that that's... We can blame that entirely on phones and Facebook Messenger.
I know, but it does show the whole... I feel like today there's, a lot more scandals of, like, staged screenshots. Like,
because it used to
be... that it, you know, well, it still is like a screenshot. It's like, you know, they literally call them receipts. Like,
yeah.
Receipt. It's like,
you read
hello,
receipts.
Here's all the gossip.
Mm-hmm.
But now it's like sometimes people stage the screenshots. And Genevieve actually was telling me about this like wild thing where this guy said that this girl faked screenshots between him and her, like, about mm-hmm. like, I mean, it was pretty bad. It was about like abuse and stuff. Like, it was so much. But
off of that heavy topic, I think I'm gonna pick to play a song, and when we come back, because of the nature of the song, we will be talking about sort of maybe happier things. So this is Rainbow Connection from the Muppets. Please enjoy.
So many songs about rainbows and what's on the other side. Rainbows are visions, but only illusions, and rainbows have nothing to hide. Dreamers and me. Who said that every wish would be heard and answered when wished on the morning star? Somebody thought of that and someone believed it. Look what it's done so far. dreamers and me. All of us under its spell, we know that it's probably magic. Have you been half asleep? And have you heard voices? I've heard them calling my name. Is this the sweet sound that calls the young sailor? The voice might be one and the same. I've heard it too many times to ignore it. It's something that I'm supposed to be. Someday we'll find it, the rainbow connection, the lovers, the dreamers, and me.
I hope that was as beautiful for all our listeners as I feel like that was for me. I definitely... It's not the happiest song, but it's, I think, very meaningful.
That is so true. Genevieve and I are currently locked out of Lexington High School, and we are breathing.
No.
That's our current situation. I don't want to interrupt them. Oh, can we interrupt them? Oh, Evan.
Well, as Mona works on that, I guess it's interesting how
we're a little cold.
How we could potentially use things, or how we do use things like children's TV shows as a means of emotional learning and social learning.
Yes. Children's media is the best way to use. I think I'm gonna have to go. We're in the building.
That is a-okay.
Our cover has been compromised. Everyone sees that we're here now. We were trying to hide.
Oh well. Go have
so
fun.
Glad.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, okay, everyone's screaming.
Okay.
Okay. I'm so glad that I got the call in, and I will see you
next week. Next week we'll be back.
Oh, yeah.
Certainly. So, farewell, Mona.
I feel like I'm gonna throw up like in Pittsburgh.
Farewell. Sorry for that sort of noisy ending. Well, it was great to do that, and great to not be so alone in this studio. Thank you, technology and those who create it, for the opportunity not just to be on the radio in general, a pretty wild concept in the first place, but also for phone calls and being able to connect with those who we do not share space with. It's such a broad world sometimes, and being able to be close to those who we appreciate is always, always wonderful. So, I must say, listeners, it is rather strange being just completely alone and trying to talk and line up songs and all these sort of things. But it's definitely fun, I think. And I guess I have 10 minutes to just ramble on about whatever I wish. So I guess my take on communication is that we sort of need to do it right. I think people need to make sure that as often as they can be, they're being truly authentic when they're with others, if that is possible and if that's safe for them, because in every space it may not be safe to be yourself, which is scary and sad, but that's just sort of the circumstances of the time. But whenever we can be, I think it's certainly beneficial to be real with each other, you know, share your experiences, let other people into your life so that they can understand you. And I think I was at a dinner about a week ago, and some of the conversation was how do you sort of bridge the gap between, I guess, nowadays, sort of Democrats and Republicans, or just anybody who disagrees. Like, why do people disagree on opinionated things? And how can we sort of find a middle ground? And sometimes compromise isn't the best solution, and sometimes it can be. And sometimes just by sharing our experiences, we can definitely create a lot of change. So talk to others. Be real, be yourself, share personal stories. Talk about how the actions of others impact you. I think that's a very sort of positive way to create change, something that maybe needs to happen. Because I think it's a common complaint that nobody's listening to each other anymore. Everybody's trapped in their own bubbles, and everybody's sort of going off, and we're losing touch with reality. I think that's not entirely untrue. So, yeah, I guess that's my take on communication. I think technology has definitely enabled us to do a lot more. I really do think it is amazing that we can call and FaceTime and have 10-way phone calls with each other, and people from 10 countries could all be in the same space and all communicating with each other at once. I think that's a pretty amazing thing, and something that we as people should celebrate, that we have all worked, and through our combined existence, that technology has been invented. Trying to line up songs is more difficult than it should be. Which means we will probably listen to some songs so I can be relieved from talking so much. This is Bad Communication by Sufjan Stevens. Please enjoy. I don't think I've heard this song before, but Sufjan Stevens is definitely known for very beautiful music. So please, please enjoy.
Oh,
that was definitely something, a very unique collection of sound and noise. A lot of their other music is sort of very orchestral and beautiful. I appreciate the technological spin. I am quite a fan of sort of synthetic music, I must admit. That was Bad Communication by Sufjan Stevens. Now, playing is Payphone by Maroon 5 featuring Wiz Khalifa, a sort of very pop song, not nearly as I think heavy or intentionally meaningful as that song before. That's an interesting thing to think about also, is meaning and meaningful conversations. I think, personally, I don't think every conversation has to be meaningful or should be meaningful. I think it's good to spend a lot of time just talking about casual things, and I think there's great value in that, because not every aspect of life has to be the most interesting. But I of course concede that there is a time and place for meaningful, serious conversation. I think definitely a balance there is the best thing to look out for. Well, this has definitely been a very special night on Mona and Noah Save the World, with Mona calling in. It was an interesting dynamic, I must say. I enjoyed it. I hope it was good for all you listeners out there. And as the end of the night approaches, I think I will close out with one more song by the Primitive Radio Gods, a band I think is definitely worth checking out. This song is Fading Out, coming up just next. This is Mona and Noah Save the World, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Free From Radio. I hope everybody has an amazing rest of their Saturday night. I hope everybody has an amazing Sunday. And I hope the week ahead brings only warm and good things. And now, without any further ado, this is Fading Out by the Primitive Radio Gods.